My next case this morning is number 23-1107, Broadband ITV, Inc. v. Amazon.com. Okay, Mr. Lampkin.
Thank you. May it please the Court. I'd like to focus on the 026 patent family, which addresses problems for TV providers and for consumers from the exponential growth of VOD content and listings. And it does that, addresses it using a very specific structure, a templatized electronic display comprising at least three layers, each of which has distinct characteristics and functions. If the Court would turn to the appendix, page 68, column 22, line 30, that is claim 1, that templatized display needs at least three things. A first layer, which has a thematic or background screen. B, a second layer with reserved areas. This ensures that the titles, the navigation tools, the categories are always in the same place. And then there's a third layer that draws metadata and images, as the claims require, that are uploaded by the film studios or the content providers themselves, who are numerous, understand their own content, have a reason to promote it, and overlays that on top of the reserved areas. There's a picture of it on page 15 of our brief, a physical picture of how it looks. This is not an abstract idea. It's a particularized structure, not at issue in prior cases, and a highly transformative one for the technology, for electronic program guides, which is something technological, especially if one recalls how we used to have to navigate those listings. And that structure...
Would you agree that what we have here is essentially the user that's sitting there with a remote is handed... This is a... by analogy, is handed a set of cards, index cards, and they're numbered, and the user gets to put them in whatever order they want.
No, Your Honor, I don't think that's at all. I think that for the 026 patent, this patent...
Isn't this invention all about just arranging, again, these levels you're talking about in hierarchical level, but to put them in a certain form, it's kind of like color coding index cards or so, putting them in chronological order arranging them by calendar. All January cards here go. I mean, that's abstract, isn't it?
If it simply said use hierarchical displays, if it simply said use categories,
but what's hierarchical display?
Pardon?
What is that? I mean, you're going to tell me that it's one is over another, and there's some sort of sense as to that order. But isn't that simply what I was pointing out? It's just putting the cards into a certain order. How can that be inventive?
No, Your Honor, I think that when we're talking about the display, the single image on the screen, and the image you're looking at on the screen has three layers: background layer, reserve layers, and then overlay of the metadata and the images, which are provided not by the TV provider. Those are uploaded by the content providers, by the movie studios, so the TV providers don't have to do any work. We're talking about that image, that physical view that you have. That's not about hierarchical. That's not about anything like that. It's simply the image that you see.
Take that view, the user then, for example, there's a picture of a car, and then underneath there it says CBS, NBC, ABC, and now the viewer can hit ABC, and it takes you to daily schedule, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and then you hit 10 o'clock, and then that's what we're talking about.
Well, if that were the only thing, it simply said use hierarchies and let them drill up and drill down through hierarchies or move laterally through hierarchies.
That's what the claims are directed to, though, hierarchies.
No, Your Honor, half of the claim, if you take a look where it starts about, it talks about the display. It has an A, B, and C, and it's talking about a particular specific type of display with distinct characteristics for the different layers. And that's actually a critical component of this invention, a critical thing that relieves the TV providers of manually entering themselves all the information about the video and ensures that you can do that hierarchical drill down, drill up, if that's what the consumer wants. It allows movie producers, the studios, to use an internet system to just enter their information, enter the metadata, their images, everything. It is then pulled into this three-layer template.
So what's the significance of the three layers?
So the three layers are because the first layer, the background, means that you can have differentiation. So HBO doesn't look like Netflix, PBS.
What's the difference between three layers and one layer with the same information?
Well, the difference between three layers and one layer the difference between three layers and one layer is that the way these are rendered and the way it's produced is there's one in the background that is sort of a constant. You know that that's what's there. It's put there. The second layer is the reserved areas. And then you superimpose on top of those information to fill in the different places. And that second layer ensures that everything is in its correct place. It's all the categories are the same so that you want to drill up and drill down, which may be an abstract idea, as you point out, standing alone, that the consumer is able to do that because the buttons, which you allow you to move, are always in the same place.
That's the focus of the claim.
I'm sorry?
The focus of the claim is to put information in hierarchical levels.
No, Your Honor, I think that is
okay,
not.
Okay, then the focus of the claim is to receive hierarchical information and then to put them in whatever layer that the user wants.
I don't think you can read the entirety of the claim, and it is error to dismiss and pick out different pieces and say that's the focus of the claim. Because the claim is an end-to-end way of getting your program guide put together. And the claim has...
Then let me ask, what's the claimed advance?
So the claimed advance is, first, this three-layer display, highly specific, highly particularized. It's not general, it's not abstract. And that enables you to do two things that are absolutely critical. One is because you have this templatized display, the movie producers, the content providers, all these people out on the internet, they enter their information and it shows up in a routine, ordinary fashion where this all has a consistent look and feel. So it means that the TV provider, the cable company, doesn't have to go through the effort of entering millions and millions of titles.
What does the patent tell us about how that's done? Where do we see that?
So how that's entered?
Yeah, for instance, how the content provider is taking that burden off of the cable provider. Where does the patent tell us how to do that?
So that the patent has that. Let me see. In the specification, if you look at Appendix 66, Column 18, Lines 21 to 24,
21 to 24?
Yes. It's talking about one of the savings. It's talking about the benefit, and it says...
I understand the benefit, but are you telling me in three lines of this patent it tells the content providers how to do it?
It also has... That's one thing, which is explaining the benefit. And then it says...
What page number are you looking at?
We're looking at... That was... Page 66, column 18, lines 21 to 24, and that was explaining the benefit of it as opposed to how it's done. But I think it talks about on page column 15, it would be starting around line 30. Page 65, yes, column 15, line 30. It says contents uploaded by an author to the web-based content management system, which processes the content. And it says, it talks about how it's presented after that. Let's see. Dynamic adjustment.
Did the district court's analysis find that one of the problems with your patent was that it was all very functional and claiming results and just high level in general and not telling one how to do these things?
Yeah, it did. The district court was concerned about the generality, but the district court overlooked one thing that was highly specific and highly critical, and that is that specifics of a templatized display. If you look at the district court's analysis of the templatized display, page 32 to 34 of the court's opinion, it basically says, well, that's just a generic environment. But the templatized display is quite concrete about how it's done. Three distinct layers. That, there's a picture of it on page 15. That is not an abstract idea. That's quite concrete. Now, the specifics of a web-based system that is uploaded, that it uses the same categories as the categories in the display, things like that are specified, but there's nothing else about the web-based system, nor specifics about it. But the fact that you can upload by categories, and it uses the same categories to put it into the display, and there's a three specific concrete three-layer display.
Where does the specification talk about the advantages of the three levels of templates?
Well, if you look at page 61, I think it was page 66 again. It talks about title or assigned by the publisher. It goes up into the hierarchical display.
So
66, column 18. It says, with this method, vast members of content publishers anywhere on the internet can upload their programs with a minimum of conversion and handling steps by the digital television provider.
So tying that into the specific concrete three layers in display.
Not right there, although the next sentence does, because then it says home TV viewers.
Which line?
24.
Column 18.
Home TV viewers can then easily use the EPG hierarchical navigation scheme to find something
that
of interest for viewing.
The advantages of having three templates and how that is an improvement.
Well, I think the district court also said that it allows people to navigate more easily, and it cuts out people scrolling through many different
things. So is the answer there's nothing in the specification that talks about the advantages of a three-level template?
I don't think the specification specifically says that the three-level template in particular provides advantages, but it is in the claims. It is a particular...
Well, it kind of does. Look at, again, column 18, line 24. After you have all this explanation above it, it says... Home TV viewers can then easily use the hierarchical navigation scheme to find something of interest for viewing. That's what this is directed to.
Well, it is
directed to providing information to a user so that the user can decide what program they're going to watch.
It's an end-to-end from the movie studios who use the web-based system to upload it, ensures that it comes up in a templatized fashion, so it's always the same information in the same place, the same navigation buttons in the same place for the user. And then the user can then navigate, drill down, drill up, as you point out. But those end-to-end features, uploaded by the movie theaters, movie studios, that's a required piece of it. Into the three-layer templatized display, that's a required piece of it. And then it has the ability for people to navigate to where they want. It cuts the TV provider out of this process of having to add it, but it still produces a display that a uniform look and feel that people can then navigate up and down and find the pieces that they want. And the hierarchy and the templates then have another specific requirement, which is down at the bottom of that claim on page 66, which says that you're going to have a different template for a different level of the hierarchy so that the navigation is easier and people can see the differences. So level one, there's at least two different levels of hierarchy, and in those two levels of hierarchy, you're going to have at least two different displays. And if you compare what existed before, for example, the right-hand image on page 19 of the appendix, which was from 2000, and you compare what Amazon and the like have today, that templatized display means you have reams and volumes of information automatically pulled up into your display. It can be changed any moment because they change some information. It gets pulled up on the fly and into
so
that
template.
What this
is doing is correlating it to viewer preferences, right?
Well, that's the that's not the 026 patent. That's the 825 patent, which is the one where it changes the category, the order in which categories are presented based on the preference of, based on the consumption habits. This is the 026 patent, which is simply about the display itself, the fact that you have a templatized display. The templatized display pulls up the information from different places. It's no really different than, for example, Core Wireless, which had a summary app scheme that pulled information from different apps and presented them in a particular way. No different than Data Engine. In Data Engine, it was the tab which allowed you to navigate vast volumes of spreadsheets. This is the same thing, but for electronic programming displays. Enormous volumes of information, but that information is pulled up automatically by those who have the information and can enter it most easily, taking the TV provider out of it, presented in a templatized display, and that display maintains a consistent look and feel with all the buttons in the right places.
So assuming we affirm abstract, go to step two, and what happens there?
Yeah, and I think if it's directed to an abstract idea, there's still an inventive concept there. And I think that inventive concept is, again, that same structured idea of having this three-layer display coupled with a web-based management system where the information comes up off the web, entered by the movie theaters, not by the TV providers. And then that same thing, that same templatized display has those drill-up and drill-down features so that the navigation, no matter where that information came from, the navigation for the consumer is exactly the same, and they can move up and down and sideways. It always looks the same.
Okay, but that's the advantages of the three-level template, so far as I can tell, is lawyer argument. I don't see that in the specification.
Well, Your Honor, I think the advantage is, given that the claim itself has a three layers, and it has a background layer, which does an advantage, which means you can distinguish ABC from NBC, from Hulu, from PBS. The next layer makes sure that you have everything in the same place. And then the final layer is the overlay. It's the stuff that you pull up. And so I think that those are the distinct advantages are apparent because there are three different pieces that are important to this. And you need those three pieces to ensure that you have a consistent display so people can have that consistent navigation feel up and down.
Okay,
I see that running
out of time. We'll give you 2 minutes.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Haddon.
May it please the Court. Let me start by addressing this template argument. The first thing to note is that the templates are just a way to construct the interface. They're not part of the interface. They're just the tools that you use to create it, right? It's like transparencies that you can stack on a projector, and the result is a screen. And that's shown in Figure 1C. And if you look at Figure 1C, what it shows as the end result is nothing but a generic-looking web page. It has a picture of the car. It has a couple of buttons. That is what is shown on the screen as the result of this process. So these templates, and it is acknowledged both by BBI TV's counsel at summary judgment, by Mr. Diaz, the inventor, and by BBI TV's expert, Mr. Smith, that templates were a known entity used to create screen displays, and they were not invented by Mr. Diaz. And we all know that, right? PowerPoint, you can use templates, even layered templates, to create PowerPoint displays. And we've been doing that for the last 30 years. So if we want to look at whether or not these patents fit under Core Wireless or Data Engine, we have to look at the actual features of the user interface that are claimed in the claim, right? Those cases require a specific structure in the interface itself that improves the computer interface and that solves a problem in the prior art. Now, if we look at the 825 patent, the only reference to anything in the interface in that claim one is in the last element, and it says reordering a current display listing of the category names for categories of video on demand programs. So the only feature of an interface in that claim is that the categories get reordered. And that's shown in Figure 5 of the patent. It has 501, which shows a generic listing of categories, and then 503 shows them reordered for the user.
Can we go back to the 026? They say that specific structure of the three-layer template is what enables the TV provider, as opposed to the cable operator, to upload the information, and that's a great improvement. What's your response to that?
Yeah, my response is that those are completely separate things, right? So the claim talks about the categorization being done by the TV provider. So in this case, Disney will decide that the movie should be listed as a comedy versus a drama. The alternative is Comcast decides whether the movie should be listed as a comedy or a drama. But those are completely unrelated to whether or not you use templates or not to generate the display.
Does the patent tell us anything about that?
No, the patent doesn't tell us at all how to use these templates to generate a display or anything that is specific to using templates versus where the data comes from, right? The issue of who decides what category a movie fits in is just an issue of the source of the information. It's not a technical improvement. So if we look at the 026 claims and look at what the claims actually require of the user interface, it only requires two things. The first is that it enable a subscriber to navigate in a drill-down manner through titles by category information in order to locate a particular one of the titles. And as Judge Reyna pointed out, that is just a hierarchical arrangement of categories and subcategories. And again, the BBI TV's own expert acknowledged that Mr. Diaz obviously did not invent hierarchies or categories and subcategories. And he acknowledged that it was well known and that Mr. Diaz did not invent drilling down through such categories. The expert, in fact, described a system he worked on in the 80s at Procter & Gamble that did just that. And as this court held in AMRAMP, right, a hierarchical menu is abstract.
Did the court make that assessment of well known when it was reviewing step one or step two?
Both, Your Honor. He referenced the fact that it was acknowledged that the hierarchies were known and not invented by Mr. Diaz in his analysis of both step one and step two. If I recall correctly, Your Honor. If I go to the other part of the claim that talks about the user interface, the only thing it says about it is that it includes at least one of text, an image, a navigation link, and a button. But those are completely generic user interface features. In fact, this court in Data Engine said that if the notebook tabs had been just generic buttons or labels, those patents would have been ineligible. And in fact, the court found the patents that didn't specifically claim the notebook tab structure as ineligible. So the same applies here. I think the other important thing is what the spec itself says about this hierarchical interface. And I think the key part is at column 17, lines 52 to 58.
Which patent?
This is of the 026 patent, sir, it's, Your Honor. It's appendix 66. I think we were just looking at that. And what it explains is that this hierarchical arrangement mirrors what is already being done on the web with URLs. And it says specifically, the hierarchical addressing string of terms resemble URL addressing commonly used on the Internet. And it goes on and says, thus, Internet users can readily become familiar with finding TV programs on the VOD EPG guide due to its resemblance to finding web sources with a URL. So here the patent itself is saying this is not a new, unique user interface. It's a very familiar user interface, and that's one of the benefits.
Well, isn't there at least a fact dispute at step two that the ordered combination, for instance, of using this in this new context and all the other elements in these claims at least should get you to a jury and get past summary judgment?
Sure. So the only thing that they really point to at step two are this templates, which can't be an inventive concept because, one, it's abstract, and two, it was admittedly well known. This notion that it is the content provider that categorizes the movies. That's just identifying the source of the information, right? And then the third thing is they pointed to, and I didn't hear it from counsel today, was this web-based content management system, which is just like this server in TLI. So at the end of the day, this case is just like TLI, right? In TLI, you could upload a digital image with classification information. You had a generic server that could store those images according to that classification information. These claim the same thing, except instead of a digital image, you have a digital video. It's uploaded with some classification information, these categories and subcategories. The server stores them accordingly, and that's all this patent does.
So even the portion of the patent that we were reading just now, it seems to suggest an orderly combination of steps, that there's certain steps that have to occur. And when your friend on the other side argued, I thought he was making close to a persuasive case that these steps are orderly, that you have to go from one to the other, and that that itself begins to remove this out of the abstract world.
Well, I think that the steps are the only natural ones, and just like TLI, you have to receive the information somewhere, you classify it according to the information that's provided, and then you display it. And that there's nothing unique about that. That's the way these systems worked long before these patents. Right? You have an electronic program guide. It displays the content. The content's classified based on some information that's provided. This is just another case like electric power or AI where we're receiving information, we're processing it, we're displaying it. There's nothing, no improvement to computer technology here. Let me just, and just, we didn't hear it today, but this notion that this patent is somehow like McGrow, I do not see that at all, right? McGrow, there was real improvement to computer technology. We had these rules that would map time sequences of phonemes to morph rate weights that would move vertices in a three-dimensional model. That is a computer process that is specific, and we have nothing like that here.
Their expert, for instance, A2220, opines that, for instance, the claims, I think this is back to the 026 family, specify an end-to-end solution for content providers to upload VOD content metadata over the internet, and that this technology is unconventional and inventive. This is all, for instance, at A2220. Why isn't that at least a fact dispute again at step two?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Your Honor. That is just saying that the abstract idea is the inventive concept, right? The abstract idea is receiving hierarchical classification information with the video, storing it, displaying it. That's abstract. It can't be the inventive concept itself.
So there may be a fact dispute over whether that was conventional, but that would be trumped by the idea that all it is practicing the abstract
idea. It's just the abstract idea. They're just touting the benefit of the abstract idea, Your Honor. If you have no further questions, I'll sit down. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Lampkin, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you. I'd like to begin where my colleague began, which is with the statement that this is simply a way to construct the interface. It just tells you how to create the APGs. And that's exactly right, because when you have the specific content, the specific instructions, the specific methods set forth in the claim, that specificity means it isn't an abstract idea. When it says use a 3-template layer comprising layers with distinct characteristics, that is specific, it is not abstract.
So if there were no 3 templates here, you agree it would be abstract?
No, I don't think so, Your Honor, because I think it has other elements in this end-to-end solution. First, it does have the web-based upload where, and again, I have to make a correction, it's not just that
the web-based upload is not abstract?
No, it requires that the movie producers, the content creators, they enter the metadata, the images, the actual videos, They do that work, and then it is pulled up into your templatized display. That is very different.
Who enters the data makes it non-abstract? Who enters the data makes it non-abstract?
Well, certainly when you have an end-to-end solution, it's not just who enters the data, but that it's pulled up into your templatized display. I understand, Judge Dyke, that you may not be impressed with it, but that is a critical component, because what happens is everything is then in the right place for you to be able to navigate it appropriately, that it doesn't matter that it came from HBO, it doesn't matter that it comes from Amazon, it doesn't matter who it comes from. It always appears so you can have the same categories, the same buttons, the same way of doing it. And it's not at all like a PowerPoint, for example. A PowerPoint, I don't know whether they had layered displays in 2004, but they didn't have a three-layer display here. At least there's simply no evidence in the record of a three-layer display. And they certainly didn't have a three-layer display that would pull things up that were entered by other people and organize it in a way where you could navigate from one PowerPoint to another PowerPoint to another PowerPoint so as to wake your way through it. And so I guess in that sense, the suggestion that something, the only thing they're doing is adding the categories, that it makes it look like TLI, it was the category information about the image. It's just not true. The actual images are uploaded by them. All the metadata, the actual video itself is uploaded by them.
Okay, I think we're out of time. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Lamp, and thank you, Mr. Haddon. The case is submitted. That concludes our session for this morning.